$450.
Accept and appropriate the fiscal year 2014 Urban Areas Security Initiative grant in the amount of $846,598 from the Department of Homeland Security to enhance emergency preparedness through planning, training, and equipping emergency responders.
Commissioner Novick.
Colleagues, the Department of Homeland Security provides financial assistance to selected urban areas through their Urban Areas Security Initiative, or UASI, grant program. Portland, in conjunction with regional partners, applied for financial assistance to address the unique equipment, training, planning, exercise, and operational needs of this large urban area. Existing PBEM staff will administer, monitor, and perform oversight, as with past UASI funding. And before I hand this over to Denise and Shelley from PBEM, I want you to take this opportunity to thank Senators Ron Wyden and Jeff Merkley for the hard work they did to ensure that Congress did not oppose an arbitrary limit on the number of cities eligible for this funding, which was essential to our actually achieving this funding. Denise?
Great. I mean, we would just like to add that this would be the 11th time that the City of Portland has received a grant of this nature, this UASI grant, which still contributes to important work in the region for preparedness.
Great. As we heard yesterday from our federal lobbying council, we have to keep making the case for Portland to be in the cohort that gets this funding. So more work to do. Okay, any other questions? Anything you wanted to add?
No.
Okay. What do we do with this money?
So this money is used to support specialty training, exercising, planning, and equipment that's used for disaster preparedness, what we call all hazards disaster preparedness. This is essentially for any natural, man-made, or technological threat or hazard that we face in the five-county region. Who receives it?
Who gets the training? Who gets the equipment?
It ranges from police departments, fire departments, public works, emergency management, public health. There's a whole host of disciplines that are involved. And a couple of weeks ago, you approved the IGA for the Regional Disaster Preparedness Organization, and that is the structure that actually spends the money and makes decisions based on a regional strategy that's agreed by all of the participating jurisdictions and other partners.
Actually, for council's benefit, can you give just a couple of examples of trainings that we've funded with this money?
Yeah, we fund hazmat training, so for hazmat specialty teams to be able to do their work requires a lot of special skills. And so we do hazmat trainings. We train public information officers, the bomb squad. There's other specialty teams around the region that are trained to be able to do their job. They're also equipped with specialty equipment. And we do all the decision-making is made based on a strategic planning process.
So presumably you have to give an accounting on the previous grant, what you spent it on. I'd really like to see a copy of that just to know so that I get some more of those examples. Thank you.
Absolutely. We'll do that.
Okay. Other questions, follow-up needed? Thank you both.
Thank you, too.
Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, then a roll call.
Novick.
Thank you, Denise and Shelley. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you. Good work, Commissioner Novick. Aye.
Fish.
Thank you, Steve, and the Bureau of Emergency Management. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Hales.
Listened to a chilling story on NPR this morning about a nerdy topic, but it's much more than nerdy, which is that the Cascadia subduction zone fault is silent. That's not good. So all the more reason to get ready. Aye. Okay,